Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Is America still the nation it was meant to be, or has something fundamentally changed? In this thought-provoking episode of This Week in America, I sit down with author Christian Terry Doyle to explore his powerful new book, Dad, What Happened to Your America? A deeply personal and spiritual conversation between a father and son, examining the past, present, and future of the United States. Through the lens of history, faith, and lived experience, Doyle reflects on the values that shaped America, from the founding fathers to modern leadership, what he believes has contributed to the nation's current challenges. This is more than a history lesson. It's a heartfelt dialogue about faith, family, freedom, and the generational divide. Christian Terry Doyle brings a unique voice shaped by decades in the medical field, a deep commitment to faith, and a passion for preserving the values he believes most are for the future generations. This conversation will challenge your perspective, spark one of your own. And author of Dad, What Happened to Your America, Christian Terry Doyle, is with us on This Week in America. Terry, a pleasure to have you here. Interested to find out the backstory, the inspiration for Dad, What Happened to Your America. How did this book come about?
Well, I was raised in Utah in the 60s and 70s, where it was instilled into your soul the importance of God, country, and family. It was the peak of national pride, confidence, coming out of World War II with veteran stories of heroism, and including my grandfather, who actually fought in the Battle of the Bulge over in Europe. I, as a young lad, was taught the respect of the flag with a right hand over my heart while reciting the Pledge of Allegiance with my other classmates. The founding fathers were held in high esteem for their moral bravery and creation of this great country. And I can see a lack of patriotism today. And after careful thought, I knew the best way to convey my feelings was to write a book. The result is this book, Dad, What Happened to Your America?
It sounds like I'm a little older, probably, because I'm a little older than most people. But I remember what you're talking about in growing up and the respect we had for all things around us that just seem to be missing now. The flag in particular, I will see the flags are left up in storms. They're not folded properly. They're not taken care of properly. And boy, that's something that one went through every day in school. We put the flag up, took the flag down. But these are all topics that inspired our guest in the program, Christian Terry Doyle, to write Dad, What Happened to Your America. How did you come up with the father and son question format for the book? Because I really like this from a number of reasons. One being, we get him asking what happened to the America that you were talking about, that you were so proud of. I love this format. How did the idea develop?
Well, when I initially contemplated the structure of the massive amount of information I had compiled, of several months of research and thoughts, and of course the memories in my head, I first wrote it down as teachings that you would see in a history textbook. And it felt a bit preachy and informal, and I knew I wanted to convey my intense feelings in a way that was more sensitive as well as passionate. And I then thought of a way to answer someone's questions in a conversational format. I first began the conversation with a friend or other adult. It quickly turned into more of a debate and teaching. I knew it had to be a mind of an innocent child, at the same time, an inquisitive child.
Yes.
And thus the father-son format was born.
It really does an excellent job in relaying your message. It gives, again, a perspective from that's unique that the son of the book is able to come up with and to present. The name of the book, again, is God or Dad, What Happened to Your America? Book available wherever books are sold. And Terry's website is ChristianTerryDoyle.com, and we'll have all of that on our website. Many authors' motivation for writing a book is for monetary reasons. They put it out there and they'd like to make some money, maybe even retire, buy a vacation home with the money. What was your main motivation for writing this? I sense it's different than monetary.
Yeah, there is a dedication and a monetary investment to being an author, of course.
Yes.
My philosophy of writing is purely for the passion. I have to be reached to the masses, to everyone. My motivation is to be successful as an author primarily. Everything else is secondary.
You're right in the book, America is a providential nation. Expound on that a little bit. For some people, it may be like, I didn't really know that. Explain that.
Well, the founding fathers knew that they needed the guiding hand of God. Prayer was essential before their meetings and the formation of the national documents, as well as before military battles, especially George Washington. Benjamin Franklin noted daily prayers during the struggle with Great Britain had been answered. So you know that they prayed fervently, during all this trying times. The arrival of Christopher Columbus and later the Pilgrims are moments of divine deliverance and guidance to a land that would hold the geographical importance of resources and also secure between two oceans as a form of divine protection. America would become that shining city on a hill, God's protector nation.
You also write about something that we're all very proud of, have been for centuries now, America's exceptionalism. Talk a little bit about that, because this really quickly separated us from the rest of the world, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah, America was founded on an idea and a focus on personal freedom, self-reliance, and limited government interference. America's manifest destiny belief was a unique mission to spread its political and cultural values. John Winthrop stated this in 1630 as inspiration that America would serve as a moral model of the world. And he was the first one who coined the phrase city upon a hill. French writer Alex de Tocqueville in 1830 stated that America is exceptional. He's the one who first phrased it, of course. And he simply stated, in its institutions, culture, and history, America's political structure of the U.S. Constitution, systems of checks and balances, and limited government is paramount and unique to the safeguards of our personal freedoms. This freedom opens up the concept of the American dream, the drive for the personal opportunity and self-determination and advancement brought the greatest minds throughout the world, causing a term referred to as a brain drain in Europe and elsewhere. As late as 2012, American exceptionalism could be attributed to four pillars: common law, which is the American Constitution; virtue, morality, located in Protestant Christianity, of course; free market capitalism; and the sanctity of private property.
The book is a fascinating read. It will get you thinking. Dad, What Happened to Your America? The author is Christian Terry Doyle, our guest on the program. Website is ChristianTerryDoyle.com. Book available there, of course, and wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. All of the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When did you first notice the change in America's direction from the founding principles and the principles that you grew up understanding? When did you start to see changes?
Well, that is kind of the reason why I decided to write the book, is because of these changes. The actual changes began with the development of progressivism in the early 1900s. I saw a red flag, first of all, when Barack Obama stated in 2008 when he was campaigning, that he was on a mission to fundamentally transform America. When he became president January 20th in 2009, his rhetoric of America's racism and the war on the rich began the Cloward and Piven strategy that he learned while in college at Columbia University. Now, all of a sudden, there was a mass influx of immigration. It began with the promise of welfare. This began a complex drain of American taxes while ensuring a perpetual voting base for the liberal Democrats. This philosophy is the opposite of personal opportunity. America was being sold for political gain and power. Remember the old adage, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
What other, in your mind, left's focus that might perpetuate their agenda? What falls in that category, do you think?
Well, the cradle to the grave philosophy of the left to keep dependence on government, as well as illegal immigrants being promised welfare and sanctuary, keeps the corrupt in power. The entity that ennobles and is the sidekick to the left, that educates the apathetic, the ignorant, and the slothful, is the liberal media. And that's most of America. Most of America, quite frankly, is too busy raising a family, going to work, coming home, and doesn't have time to fact check everything that is said. Liberal bias of frequent examples of inaccuracies has risen to the term fake news. That only serves an agenda, not the founding principles that made this country great.
What or who is the biggest main threat that you see to the future of the existence of America?
Well, that's a good one. Besides the corruption of the liberal left and the media that I mentioned, the biggest concern going forward is Islam and Sharia law. America is known as the melting pot of cultures. These different cultures have meshed nicely with the principles and freedoms provided by America. Islam and Sharia law is different because they do not want to integrate. They actually want to defeat and replace. Sharia law is the antithesis of America's constitutional freedoms. It is a forced compliance to their theology. What is this forced compliance, you may ask? It is simple. If you are not of the Islamic faith, Muslim, you are an infidel. Infidels are to be killed or enslaved. This is not rhetoric. This comes from their holy Quran. American is viewed to Islam as the great Satan and is their ultimate conquest goal. I say, beware of Islam. Many Western nations have noticed and have began a pushback against their destructive and aggressive infiltration and overreach.
Who was instrumental in their opinions, teachings that molded your conservative values and beliefs? Who in your life did you really start listening to and paying attention to and understanding what their message was? Is there a person or two that molded your political philosophy now?
It's numerous. I'll just mention a few. You know, I haven't always been engaged in national and world politics. The person that first enlightened me was Rush Limbaugh. Because of my patriotic passion and Christian beliefs, it awoke a desire to do something. For many years of frustration, debate with friends and family and anyone else that would listen, I came to the conclusion that I had to write a book. Research took me to others that I began to admire greatly, like the late Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA, the Heritage Institute, Glenn Beck and the Blaze, Newsmax, The Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro, Breitbart, William F. Buckley, the Cato Institute, Sean Hannity, and there are many more, but them are the ones I'm going to list.
This book is now available, Dad, What Happened to Your America, by Christian Terry Doyle, the author. His website is ChristianTerryDoyle.com, and you will find the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. All of the work, all of the thought, all of the research that you put into this book, are you working on any other projects now? You got so much information and so much passion. What's next for you?
Well, it's funny that the two things that you want to stay away from in a conversation is politics and religion.
Yes. Yes.
And they happen to be the two books. That there was politics, the first one, Dad, What Happened to Your America? And I have a second book coming out. It should be available within the next couple of weeks. Gotham Books is my publisher, and they are just finishing it up. And it's called Dad, Why Are We Mormon? Because I am LDS, and it discusses religion in the same father and son discussion format. As Dad, What Happened to Your America? I am currently ready to begin a series of books called The Three Immortals. It will be a compilation of short stories or of miracles provided in the teachings of Christ to those that are in peril and those that are in need.
Interesting, and I hope we have a chance to talk about the new book coming out, and that's soon. I didn't realize it was coming out that quickly. That will be a fascinating book and conversation there as well. I mentioned in the beginning the medical background. We've got a couple minutes left in the conversation today.
Sure.
Talk about that, what you've done, and the impact that I'm sure that has had on your life, and the fact that you had just mentioned seeing people in peril and their lives on the line, and you deal with that on an ongoing basis working in a hospital. Talk about your medical background, the impact that's had on you and your thoughts.
Well, this is my 44th year. I hope to retire probably in two more years. And when I start out in college, I wanted to do something. I didn't plan on getting the medical field right away. I just wanted a career that would be consistent. And I had a lot of friends been getting laid off from work and things like that. And I wanted an industry that was consistent and that would stay with me my whole career, which it did. Started out as a radiology tech, and then I was asked to cross-train into a CT scan. Did that. I was asked to cross-train in special procedures where they put catheters in you and do stents and things like that. And did that for a while in radiology and the cardiac cath lab with the heart. And then I went into MRI, and I've been doing MRI now for close to 20 years. And the experiences, everybody says, isn't that a little bit mundane doing the same thing all the time? And we do so many different procedures because we can image any part of the body. And I says, no, because every examination is different because
yes.
Everybody's needs is different, and you meet everybody is a different personality. So you get to meet all the personalities out there, which is the best part, and get to know who you are providing a service for. And you can tell in the end that it's very rewarding because they really need this surface, and it has been in a lot of cases life-saving. The examinations that I've done has actually saved their life, so that is rewarding.
I was going to say, you probably see what most would call miracles often, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, the medical field is that. I don't provide the miracles. I provide the information for the doctor to perform the miracles. The doctors are. The nurses are the ones who are the miracle workers. I just provide the information for
yes.
them to do their job to do that. So
it'd be an interesting book as well, recapping the field and what you've done and the lives that you've dramatically changed mm-hmm. because of your work. Our guest on the program is Christian Terry Doyle, the author of Dad, What Happened to Your America? A couple minutes to sort of tie up our conversation. How hopeful are you that we will see changes in America? Is it too late, or are there changes possible that will take things back to the America that you remember and talk about?
Well, yes and no. Yes, there is a good chance. A lot of people look at Donald Trump as a person who's bringing down America. He's just the opposite. A lot of people say when you talk about things like the deep state, that it's a shadow government that is created by Barack Obama to undermine the current presidency, that they knew that if Donald Trump got into office, that he was going to do what he said he was going to do, and that is drain the swamp. And drain the swamp is the corruptness going into from our government into America. And it has begun, but it's quite a process. And that you can see when you have corruptness and you see pushback at a great deal, you know you've hit the right spot, because corruptness, people do not want to give up their money and their power, and they're going to do everything they have to keep that in place. And so that is where we're at now. And is it going to happen? Can it go back to the way it was? Can he finish the job before he gets out of office and we get somebody else in there who's going to just kind of take over and you know, with the help of the media, put it back to where it was? It's possible. But in the end, I say no, because I'm religious. And I know that and I really believe that we are in the end of times, and the second coming of Christ is going to be coming. And the reason why he is coming is to save the world of evil. And I just think it's going to get worse and worse until he has to come. And I think it's getting very close.
I said in the beginning, this is a powerful book. It will make you think. And after the conversation today, I'm sure that you will agree with that. And you can grab a copy of Terry's book wherever books are sold. Christian Terry Doyle, the author. The book is Dad, What Happened to Your America? The book's available wherever books are sold. You'll find information at Terry's website, which is ChristianTerryDoyle.com. Terry, a pleasure having you on the program. You've got exciting things coming up, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those as well. But a pleasure having you with us today. Thank you so much for taking time to share the story. The book is Dad, What Happened to Your America? Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thanks for the opportunity.
It is our pleasure. The book, by the way, and you mentioned Gotham Books, Gotham Books, Inc., bringing good books to life, a premier self-publishing company helping authors bring their literary dreams to life. The website, GothamBooksInc.com. You're listening to This Week in America. By the way, you can follow our programs on 28 podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeart, and more, available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and beyond. And while you're there, be sure you like and be sure you subscribe as well.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.